VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Police investigating the shooting at a Jewish religious center in the eastern city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that left 11 people dead say the suspected gunman shouted anti-Semitic threats as he opened fire Saturday morning. They say 46-year-old Robert Gregory Bowers was armed with an assault rifle and three handguns. He said he wanted all Jews to die and that Jews were committing genocide to his people, an apparent reference to his belief that a Jewish refugee agency assisting foreign nationals entering the United States endangered non-Jews in America. Eight men and three women were killed, ranging in age from 54 to 97, and six were wounded, including four police officers. One group said it was likely the deadliest attack on the Jewish community in the history of the United States. German Chancellor Angela Merkel called the assault an act of blind anti-Semitic hatred, while United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for a united world effort to, quote, roll back the forces of racism, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and other forms of racism. The man who was arrested and charged with mailing at least 13 packages containing explosive devices to critics of President Trump is expected to make his first court appearance on Monday. Cesar Sayoc, a man with a long criminal record, faces five charges. The bombs were addressed to former President Obama and other high-profile Democrats. This is VOA News. The Democratic Republic of Congo's health ministry said Sunday that children are dying from Ebola at an unprecedented rate due largely to poor sanitary practices at clinics run by traditional healers. The impact on children has been felt acutely in the city of Beni, which has emerged as the outbreak's new epicenter. The health ministry says of 120 confirmed Ebola cases in the city, at least 30 are under 10 years old, and 27 of them have died. Many children affected by an unrelated malaria outbreak near Beni are thought to have contracted Ebola at clinics run by traditional healers who have also treated Ebola patients. The new rate of new cases in eastern Congo has accelerated in recent weeks. U.S. Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen had a blunt message Sunday to a migrant caravan slowly moving north through Mexico toward the United States. She said, "Do not come." She told Fox News, "There's a right and legal way to enter this country by filing U.S. asylum claims while they are in Mexico." She said, "This is about the rule of law." Separately, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Pentagon officials are working out details on the deployment of several hundred troops to the southern U.S. border. Voters in Brazil chose a new president Sunday. Observers say the country may be set to elect a far-right candidate. His opponents say his victory would threaten one of the world's largest democracies. Sunday's election is the second and final round of voting in the Brazilian presidential selection process. The first round of voting on October 7th narrowed the field of candidates to two. Public anger in Brazil has grown as Latin America's largest economy has been stuck in recession since 2014. And voters in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia also chose a new president on Sunday. There were 25 candidates. If none of them wins more than 50% of the votes, a runoff between the two top vote-getters will be held no later than December 1st. The Black Sea country is transitioning to a parliamentary form of government. Sunday's vote and the probable runoff will be the last time Georgians directly vote for a president. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.